Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around. If pain has a color, it is the deep blue of the swimming pool at the house owned by Martin Anders. If pain has a sound, it sounds like this.
Marty!
Hmm?
Marty!
What?
I've been calming down here for the last 20 minutes.
Sorry, I was working. This new proposal's due tomorrow, and I just can't think about anything else. What is it?
I was going to the store and...
What?
Where's Jeffrey?
He was just playing here a minute ago. You didn't see him in the living room?
No. Jeffrey!
Jeff! I just took my eyes off him for a second.
Jeffrey!
Jeff!
Oh, my God. The patio door's open. The pool! Oh, God, no!
Jeffrey!
No!
The sound of pain. The color of pain. 1 year ago in the life of Jennifer and Martin Anders. And there are others drawn by the sound and the color of pain. Broadcast nonstop for 365 days. Drawn inexorably toward the source. Because pain is the universal language in the City of Dreams.
Marty? Marty, your dinner's getting cold.
Sure. Yeah. I'll be right there. Damn it.
You're drunk. Again.
Sorry, I just...
Stop. I don't want to hear it. Martin, I don't know how much more of this I can take. You're never here during the day anymore. You stay in the office, burying yourself under your work until all hours, then you come home and lock yourself in here and drink. And just feel sorry for yourself. And today of all days, 1 year after he...
Jenny.
Leave me alone.
What am I supposed to do? I can't get past it, Jenny, honest to God. I didn't even hear him. He could have been calling for help, calling for me. And I didn't hear him.
Stop it.
I tried to tell myself it wasn't my fault, that I was always there for him all the rest of the time.
Were you?
What are you talking about? Jeffrey meant the world to me.
Did he? I used to watch you, buried under your work, and wonder sometimes just how much he really meant to you.
Don't do that to me.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry, God in heaven, I'm sorry. If I could do anything to change it, I would. I swear I would. Jenny? Jenny, look, come on down to dinner. You've got to eat. Or not. I should have come in for dinner. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I should have left this old bottle up on the shelf 3 hours ago. And I should have... I should have been there when Jeffrey... Oh, crap! I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I should have been there. I should have.
And perhaps you can be.
Who? How did you get in my backyard?
Not important.
I'm calling the cops.
I'll be gone. And you'll never get to hear what I have to say.
Who are you?
An interested third party. Perhaps even a friend, if you so desire.
What do you want?
Nothing more than to give you what you asked for. Oh, yes, I heard you. You see, sometimes when you speak to the night, it hears you. And I hear you. It's a talent, shall we say. You miss him, don't you? Your son.
Get out. I'm going back inside.
You'd like him back, wouldn't you?
I said, get the hell out of my... Jeffrey? Jeffrey, is that you? Gone. But it was him. It was Jeffrey. I recognized his voice.
Yes, it was. I can bring him back. I can fix it so that he is not only still alive. I can even arrange it so that he was never dead in the first place.
Who are you?
You mean devil, angel, that sort of thing? I tend to dislike labels, Martin, so let's table that question for the moment. Let's just say that I can deliver exactly what I promise. You've heard of some people getting second chances? Well, forget it. Nobody gives anybody anything these days, not in this economy. This is the part no one ever tells you about. The part where you earn it. What you do with it is utterly beyond my interest at the moment. What happens now, this moment, that is all that concerns me. It is a very simple question, Martin. You want your son back. How much is it worth to you?
Anything. I have money. A lot of it. I can...
Money is useless to me.
Then what do you... Wait. Are you after...
No, I have no interest in your soul either. On today's market, souls are the cheapest possible commodity. You can get a soul for the price of a used syringe and something to put in it. The challenge is gone. No, Martin, this is something else again. Every so often, I get bored, and you are my cure.
In that case, what do you want?
An understanding. Simple enough, really. All you have to do is decide that you want your son back, no matter what. And keep to that decision for the next 24 hours, the anniversary of your son's death. If in that 24 hours you have not changed your mind, then he will be returned to you.
That's it?
That's it. Just that simple. So, are you up for it? Or is your son not worth that much to you?
You've got a deal.
Midnight. How appropriate. Very well, Martin. You will see me again tomorrow night here at midnight. But I will be seeing you all day, watching and listening. I want to see if you change your mind. I want to see just how much it's really worth to you.
What's that supposed to mean? I did... What? Where did you go? What the hell? Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I am sorry, Mr.
My car, that's a 1965 Camaro. I saved for years to get it.
I'm sorry. I don't understand how it happened. I mean, the hood just flew open. I lost control.
Do you have any idea what this car is worth to me? How?
Mister? Mister, you okay?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Never mind. Just never mind. Can I see your insurance?
Oh. I never got around to it. I'm uninsured. And I'm out of work. So, I guess we're both screwed, huh?
What do you mean my insurance won't cover the damages? I wasn't even in my car when the guy plowed into it. I did. My insurance is paid up through... My check never arrived. That's impossible. I sent it off myself in plenty of time. They can't just cancel me like that. There must be something you can do. Look, you're my insurance agent. Now, damn it, get me some satisfaction here, or I... Hello? Hello? Damn it! Mr. Carlisle, what are you...
Martin, I just received a call from Edgewater Industries. 2 days ago, you assured me that we had their advertising account. You guaranteed it.
Yes, I received their complete assurance that...
Well, they just pulled out of the deal.
What?
You know how important that account was to us, Martin. I appeared in front of the stockholders yesterday and told them we had it bagged. Now I'm going to look like an idiot.
I'll call them myself right now.
Don't bother. From what I can tell, it seems like their main problem is with you.
But I didn't...
I'll do everything I can to salvage the deal and figure out what the hell went wrong. But if we end up losing this for sure, I'm going to hold you personally responsible.
But, Mr. Carlisle, I didn't...
You've got a nice office here. Be a real shame to lose it.
You? What the hell are you doing here?
I said I'd be around, watching.
I want you out of here. I'm calling security.
Don't bother. They're on their way up now anyway. Seems the rental car you got this morning was just stolen.
You're responsible for all this somehow, aren't you? You're doing it.
Of course. That's the whole point. That's my part of the bargain. I keep tugging here and pulling there until I find the one thread that will make you unravel like an old sweater. But you can stop it. You can stop all of this any time you want. Just say the word, and this will all go away, and I will go away. All you have to do is change your mind.
Go to hell.
I'll do that. Willingly, I might add. Because very shortly, I'll see you there.
Yeah? What?
Mr. Anders, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
I was. Where did... Never mind. What is it?
Oh, Mr. Carlisle just called an emergency meeting on the Ferguson account. They want the new designs today, or they're going to go elsewhere. He wants you to pull the file and get to his office right now. He's not a happy camper.
It's okay. I finished the designs the other day. They're right in here. Christy, did you go through these files?
No, Mr. Anders.
Then where's... Aha, here it is. It's...
What? What's wrong?
It's empty. All the designs, months of work, even the contract. I've got nothing. Nothing.
How the hell could this happen, Martin?
Don't know. The paperwork was there, then...
Do you realize that because of your inefficiency, we have lost two of our largest clients in the same day? That's over $3 million in lost revenue. Revenue that was practically guaranteed.
I'm sorry,
I don't want apologies, Martin. I'm not interested in apologies. Apologies have no place in a business like this. We want dedication. And I don't think you've been very dedicated lately, Martin.
But I have. For the last 5 years, I'd go home, go into my office, and work until 10 or 11 at night, sometimes later.
It's not the hours. It's the attitude. You have to know what's important. Apparently, you don't.
If you could just give me a little time, just until tomorrow, I'm sure we can work out all the...
I can't do that, Martin. I have shareholders to answer to. And right now, I don't like what I'm going to have to tell them.
Mr. Carlisle, please, don't do this.
I'm sorry, but I don't have any other choice. I'm going to have to ask you to clean out your desk. And be out by the end of the business day.
May I help you?
Yes, I just went to use my bank card at the teller machine to take out $300, and it was refused.
I see. Can you run your card through for me? Thanks. I see your balance is $27.15.
That's not possible. Look, that account has over $20,000 in it.
I'm sorry, it's...
What about my savings account?
What savings account?
God, no. Jenny? You here? Jenny? Gone shopping. Couldn't stand being close to the phone. Jen. The phone.
You have 14 messages.
Mr. Anders, this is Jim from Secure Credit, and it looks as if your credit limit has been exceeded to the tune of about $30,000.
What?
I spoke to your wife earlier, and she insists that the credit card must have been stolen or hacked. But since you never reported the problem, well, there really isn't much we can do. So we have no choice but to hold you liable for the full amount, which is payable...
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Sheila Anderson from Transfederated Savings. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Thompson, the loan officer, to let you know that we've reviewed your mortgage payments and found nothing in our files for the last year.
That's ridiculous.
Consequently,
no.
We're going to have to freeze your current accounts with us until...
Mr. Anders, this is Sergeant Kevin Sinclair from the LAPD. Yesterday, we closed down an escort ring that was pandering to businessmen. And your name showed up on one of the escort's pay sheets, so we
need
you to come down to the station for questioning tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Inform you that your pension plan is being canceled.
This is the phone company. We're going to have to shut off your line for lack of...
God! God. God. God, what am I going to do?
Martin.
What? Oh, sorry, I was sleeping. My head hurts like a... What's with the suitcase?
I'm leaving you.
Jenny, no.
At first, I was gonna just go, but I figured I should at least tell you.
No, Jen, listen.
I can't handle it anymore. Our life is falling apart all around us. Under other circumstances, I could handle all of it. The money, the car, the house. I could handle even the worst of it. But on top of the rest, I just can't. I'm tired of the guilt, the fighting, and the recrimination since Jeffrey died. No, you weren't able to save Jeffrey, but your guilt over this has also killed us. And you could have saved us, Martin.
Don't do this.
The Reverend said, until death do you part. I always figured it would be your death or mine. But it was Jeffrey's. And the second death that followed, the slow death of our marriage. Goodbye, Martin.
No, Jen. Wait. Wait. You have to listen to me. Jen! Don't go! Don't go.
Hello, Martin. How's your day been?
Leave me alone. Leave me!
Happy to. Just say the word, Martin. Tell me you don't want your son back, and I'll put all this back the way it was.
I told you I... Furniture? What happened to the furniture?
Repossessed. Gone to pay creditors. You have nothing, Martin. No job, no money. They'll come for the house shortly. No wife, no furniture. Ah, there go the lights. Nice and dark now. Did I mention it turns out the electric bill hasn't been paid in months?
I can handle this.
Are you sure? It can get much worse.
I'm not sure that's possible.
And there are no guarantees, Martin.
What do you mean, no guarantees? You promised me!
This way.
Hey! Come back here! We had a deal! We had a... Where the hell am I?
Third Street in Vermont. A bad area. Not the kind of place a well-dressed man should hang around after dark.
I have to get out of here. I have to get home. Oh, Christ.
Hey, puta pendejo. What you doing here, eh?
I'm sorry, I was just...
I said you could talk. Hey, did I say he could talk?
No.
You look lost, man.
I just want...
Give me $5.
I don't have...
Give me $5, man, or I'll cut you.
My wallet's gone. I'll go home, get it for you.
He's gonna go home and get it for me. You hear that? Oh, that's a good one. You think we're stupid or something?
No,
This is our part of town, man. You think you can come down here and pull this kind of crap on us? Is that it?
I'm sorry.
Get him! Beat the crap out of him! Hey, you left that dish!
Please!
Help me! Kick him, man! Kick him in the face! You're gonna kiss the gun!
Hey, you! I've got a gun! Get out of there or I'll call the cops!
Scat him!
Yeah, all right.
Thanks. Whoever you are, thanks. Can you help me? Can you please? Help me. Can I just use your phone? Someone? Anyone? Is anyone there?
I'm here, Martin.
God!
You don't look so good. One eye closed, lip bleeding, face that looks like 5 pounds of ground round. And that looks like a broken rib to me. No, this has not been a very good day for you, has it, Martin?
Go away!
But I can't go away, Martin. It's only 11:30, and we still haven't answered the final question. You say you want your son back alive. How much is it worth to you, Martin? How much is it worth, really? Is it worth your life?
Where am I?
You're at the bottom of a pit, Martin. What does it look like? Not quite as big as the metaphorical pit you dug for yourself after Jeffrey died, but it will do. You should find yourself quite at home here, because this is a very special pit indeed. Welcome to hell, Martin. I told you I'd see you here. Do you hear them, Martin? The cries of the damned, a symphony of loss, of regret. Give us back one day of life to change our ways, they cry out, but it would change nothing. They don't have it in them to do anything different, because in the end, nothing ever mattered to them but themselves. Every day, they woke up thinking about how they could improve their own lives, and every night, they went to bed thinking the same thing. In the end, it was all about them, just as it's all about you, Mark.
That's not true!
No? Don't touch the sides of the pit, Martin, or you'll get more of the same. Not if you want to keep yourself from experiencing a kind of pain known only to the damned.
What do you want from me?
Just an answer, Martin. That's all. That's all I've wanted from the beginning. How much is your son worth to you? How much is he worth to you, Martin? Let's find out, shall we? Come to me. Come to me, Martin. Climb the sides of that pit. Come all the way up here and shake my hand. Conclude the deal. Simple as that.
But you said if I touch the sides.
Yes, I did. Midnight's coming, Martin. Another few minutes. Last call.
I can't!
You're afraid. You don't want to die, is that it? Not so easy now, is it? Not so brave once it gets personal, are we? Come on, Martin. Show me what it's worth to you. Show me! Did you really miss your son that much? Really? I don't think so. I don't think you missed him at all. How many baseball games did you go to?
How many picnics? How many school plays? Where were you when your son was trying to catch breath under 6 feet of water? You were working on business. You didn't care. You never cared. It's not that you miss him. You're just mad because you failed at something.
No, that's not true.
Then what are you running from? What are you afraid of? Why do you dive into a bottle when you come home, refusing to come out until the next day, when you can go to work and lose yourself in your job?
I can't!
Go on, admit it. It's no crime. Tell me the truth.
God! God, forgive me! It's true.
That's it.
He left. I thought I heard something flashing. It might have been him calling for me.
Yes.
He was always calling for me. And I was tired. And it was late. And I was working.
Of course.
I couldn't admit it. Not to Jenny. I was just so tired.
He wasn't worth your time.
No, that's not what I say.
It's all right. Just say it. Tell me he's not worth all this. I'll understand. Do that, and maybe I'll even put everything back the way it was. You can have your life back. Your car, your job, your bank account. Would you like that, Martin?
What?
Yes. Tell me what you want, Martin.
I want my son back.
Then come and get it. That's it, Martin. A little further. Feel it. Feel your heart being torn apart. Feel your guts burning. You don't care. You never cared. Not this much, not before. Why stop now?
I want my son back.
You have been living a lie, haven't you? All this drink, all this drinking, wallowing in self-pity because you failed, because you couldn't do anything. Well, here's your big chance, Martin. Let's see what you do with it. Come on. Just a little further. Too far. Can't do it. I'm right here. Come on. Choose your son back or your life back. Which is more important to you? What do you want? What do you want?
I want my son back. Damn you. I want my son back. You bastard! I did it! Where are you? Where did you go? Where are you? I won, damn you! Now give me back my son! Give him to me! Just give him to me! Oh, God, please! Just give him back to me! I'm sorry. What? I'm home. How did I... Jeffrey! Door's stuck! Jeffrey! Hold on! I'm coming! Daddy's coming! I got you! Hold on!
Martin! What are you... Jeffrey! Oh, my God! Martin, is he all right? Is he okay?
He's okay! God! Oh, thank you! He's okay!
Martin!
He's okay.
doctor. Is he going to be all right?
He'll be fine. He just needs to sleep. By tomorrow morning, he'll be good as new. Thanks. Thanks for coming over, Jim.
Not a problem. You got there just in time, Martin. Of course, that suit's never going to be the same again.
It was worth it.
I'll see you out.
Just a sec. Go on, Doc. Jenny.
What?
I know that these last few years I haven't been the kind of father I think you'd want me to be.
No. Oh, Martin. Not so much work to do.
There's always work, Jenny. Remember that tomorrow's Friday.
What do you mean you remember? It's...
not important.
Carlisle...
can wait 24 hours.
Well, all right. I'll tell Jeff. You know how he loves it up there.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Good thing you weren't working hard tonight, Martin. We might not have heard a thing.
No. I'll always be listening. Are you still there?
I told you I'd keep my part of the bargain.
Yes. I won't make the same mistakes with him. Not this time. I swear.
I know. I should be going.
Who are you? Really?
I think you know.
Yes, just didn't want to say it. But then I remembered what you said about a bet, something to ease the boredom. You lost this bet.
It isn't the first one I've...
Do you ever win some?
The thing a man has, his money, his position, everything he owns, and leave just the man. And you'd be surprised how many will give up what they say they care for the most just to have the rest of it back again. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. It's a very old game.
Very old. I remember my father reading to me from the book of Job. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
We all have to keep busy. We all have our work. Well, if you ever need me, you know where I'll be.
Going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it.
It's a long, long, very long walk, Mr. Anders. And the occasional wager helps to keep one from thinking too much about what's at the end of that road. Consider my servant Job, he says. You know, to this day, I think it was a setup. Goodbye then, Mr. Anders. I'll see you again at the end of days.
Rolling Thunder starred Andre Brower as Martin Anders, Ashley Albert as the secretary and Jeffrey, Amy Brabson as Jennifer Anders, Jacqueline Cuscuna as the bank clerk, Peter Francis James as Carlisle, Henry Laver as Sergeant Sinclair and gang member 2, Ramon De Ocampo as the gang leader and Guy, and Kevin Conway as the stranger. Rolling Thunder was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.